Okay, well, the topic for tonight is views. With all that's been going on the last several days, the word that kept coming to my mind was view. And wise view, is the first step on the Eightfold Path. And so the beginning or the foundation for the rest of the Eightfold Path. And it's wise view, it's sometimes called wise understanding or right, but I don't like to say right because that has such connotation of right, wrong. I prefer wise. I think that says really what it means better. And wise understanding or wise view in Buddhist practice consists of the three characteristics of life and seeing life as clearly as we possibly can. The three characteristics being anicca, impermanence, dukkha, suffering or dissatisfaction, and anatta, or emptiness or non-self. What I have been thinking of is a broader use of the term views. We all have views. And what typically happens is we develop a view and then we get really stuck in it, because I thought it or I created it. Must be true. Must be true. And we make a belief out of it and solidify it. Well, then you do the same thing. So you have a different view, a different belief, and we come into conflict. So one, the basic teaching in Buddhist practice is awareness, mindfulness, being aware of whatever is going on with us. And so important with views to notice, to be aware when we have a view. And it's not wrong to have views, like I said, we all do. It becomes a problem when we believe it or when we think that's truth. My view is truth. And we make a belief out of it and we get very attached. And like I said, that's when we come into conflict. So if we can practice noticing when we have a view and just letting it be, not immediately assuming it's true or it's right, it's just a view. And can we practice holding it lightly? It's very difficult. In our culture, you're supposed to be definite. You have a view, you have a thought or a belief. You're supposed to be very certain about it. And I know I say it a lot because it's true. In this practice, we want to hold everything very lightly. I think in some ways, especially our views, and that's probably especially difficult. And of course, so much of the culture is trying to get us to see things a certain way. And that's the way. That's the truth. That's the way it should be. So I have been watching the convention somewhat, and I think it's a perfect place to observe views and to notice our views, our reactions. After the first night, I emailed the group in Morgan Hill and encouraged them to watch the convention. I haven't heard a word. This is not like them. You can believe, you can understand. They don't want anything to do with that. And I think it's a great learning place and a wonderful opportunity for us to observe our views and how attached we are and how easy it is to make that view wrong. I know my view is right. We all feel that to some extent, right? And we especially in such a polarized situation, we can see so clearly how others have developed wrong views and how attached they are to their view. Not always so easy for us to see our views and how attached we are to them. So, without making either wrong, can we practice just noticing, just being aware of the views being presented and our views? Our views may come in the form of reaction to what is being presented. Can be a view, nevertheless. So typically, what happens, and of course, this is what happens at the conventions, when we have certain views, we tend to gather with people that have the same view. So it gets reinforced. You know that term, what is it? Confirmation bias. We have a certain idea, a certain view. We hang out with people that have that same view, and it just reinforces. It convinces us that, yeah, we are really right. And that's the way it is. I certainly know I've been guilty of that. And it takes practice, and it takes a willingness to open to acknowledging other views. And without, can we open our minds and hearts actually, to include many views? Now, I'm not saying you have to agree. I'm not saying all views are correct. They may not be. But can we open ourselves so that we're not just totally caught by our view and assuming that that's how it is? It's my view, and all of these people agree, so that's how it is. We don't want to feel the discomfort. And so we turn away, turn it off. And it's not that it's wrong. I mean, ultimately, we do want to be able to listen to another perspective that's very different from ours. But if we're willing and open, that will come. And in the meantime, if we have to turn it off, if we have to not listen at times, that's okay. As long as we're not saying, I won't ever listen, or that's total bullshit. You might feel that way, but from the little that I've watched it, I have gotten a better sense. People always say, I don't understand how those people can feel that way. I have gotten a little better sense of that. Not because I have changed my mind about what's being said, But I can see, I can just see, and especially with his daughter-in-law's speech last night, it was so, it seemed heartfelt. I don't know if it was or not, but so, and so much, I just kept thinking any one of us would feel that way if it was our father-in-law or father or whomever up there. And what helps or what's nice about that is then I feel a little more connected and not such animosity or not such, oh, they're so, they're so different from me. I could never. Well, that's why we have the problems we have, because we don't want to learn to be comfortable accepting with very, very different ideas. But how will we ever, the theme of this convention is coming together. How will we ever come together if we aren't willing to listen to another perspective? We don't have to agree. Listening, accepting, being open doesn't mean we have to agree. Not at all. But we can accept that there's another way of seeing things. And we can open, I was going to say accept, maybe that's too strong, but open to the fact that this is another human. This is part of our human family, part of us, if you will, that for whatever reason or reasons, experiences things very differently. Through many years of practice, I have become much more able to do that. And what a relief. What a relief, so that it's a curiosity. Oh, this is interesting. Oh, I wonder what this is about. Same with the shooter. We know so little about him, and I think people develop speculative views. What was that about? And there's a tendency then to cling to our speculative view. And we don't know. We don't know. I heard, I think somebody today told me that that he was, maybe I heard it on the radio, he was bullied all his life. Now, isn't that interesting? And he takes aim. That's such a big bully. That makes sense to me. I think the guy probably also is mentally ill, but that just really struck me. He was bullied all his life. Not that it's right, but it makes sense then that he would aim at somebody that's such a bully. And how much better it feels to have at least the thought of understanding than to just think this guy's crazy, or what the heck did he do that for? Or there is no point in trying to understand. And that's how conflict develops. They live in an alternate reality. In some ways, that might be true, but seeing it that way pushes them away. So, Sunday morning, I was part of an interfaith dialogue, Christian Buddhist dialogue, at a church in Los Altos. And it was, I really enjoyed that kind of thing. And the week prior, preparing, I was talking a lot to the minister, and he's very easy to get to know. It was very, very pleasant. People were very surprised, as they always are, that Buddhism is not dogma, that there is not a belief system. There's nothing you have to believe to call yourself Buddhist. There is no formal membership. Often we use taking the refuges as an acknowledgement that this is the path we want to follow. But unlike, I think, most other traditions, there's no dogma. It's quite open. And of course, we're encouraged to be open. Not that anything goes, that's not the point, but that all of us are in this together, and everybody has a right to their opinion, whether it's to us crazy or whatever, because as you said, they may think we're crazy, and of course often do. That's one of the things I have thought of as I was watching the convention. Well, this is going to be interesting when we watch the next convention in August and see how similar they are. I think there is a lot of fear, a lot of concern. The truth is, we don't know what's going to happen. We didn't expect the assassination attempt on Saturday. That kind of strong reaction without any willingness to understand or willingness to even listen. I hope that I will just a little curiosity in you. Acceptance doesn't mean condoning. And can you be open to the possibility, and I'm saying this to everyone, that you may be wrong? That your belief, your view, may be wrong. I think it's important for us, and what I meant by it, is to be open enough to acknowledge that we're wrong. That is, that we don't see it clearly, or that there's another way of seeing it that might be more effective. So often, we don't have that kind of openness, that it's so difficult to see things differently. And we take it personally, you know, it's an attack on me if you don't see it my way, or an attack on you if I don't see it your way. Can we open enough that it doesn't feel like an attack? Can we understand that we don't always have the most skillful way? We might think we do. We may not. We may not. There may be another way. And I keep remembering many years ago, I had lunch with somebody. This was back when Good Earth was around. And I can't remember who it was. It was a male. I just remember that we had this most heated discussion all through lunch. And then when it was over, we stood up, we hugged each other and said goodbye. It was so poignant, you know. There was enough respect and caring for each other that we could vigorously disagree or whatever it was, and stand up and hug and say goodbye. We want to recognize, we can recognize other people's views or lack thereof. Most of all, it's important for us to recognize our own views. Not because they're wrong, not because we shouldn't have them, but so that we can be more aware and more open to other people's views and not create the conflict. We don't have to all agree. That's not what Buddhist practice is about. And often teachers don't agree. So that's okay. If we can practice being open.